This isn't the holy letters of the Rebbe. This is letter 1325 in volume 5. And this is dated Zeus Chanukah in Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe is basically writing a letter which is known as a Kloli Proti, which means the Rebbe would write it to various different people, basically in the same language, and he would address it separately to various different people, but this is a general letter but sent to individual people. So the Rebbe writes over here, Shalom Uvracha, and he says that for sure you participated in the gathering of Yom HaBoyer, Yutas Kislev, of the special holiday of Yutas Kislev, which is the day of our redemption, Chagag Guloseinu B'dus Nafshenu, and redemption of our soul. Based on the explanation in the letters of my father-in-law with the Rebbe, with all the titles, as far as it connects to a gathering of Chassidim, especially a gathering, a Hizvadus, which relates to the festival of the redemption of the Alter Rebbe and the victory of the teachings of Chassidus, the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov and the Rav HaMagid, and we say, B'nei Yisrael Yoytzu B'yod Roma, this is a verse referring in the Chumash with regards to the victory against the Egyptians. So he says, B'nei Yisrael, go out with an outstretched hand, the Jewish people. But the Baal Shem Tov's name was Yisrael. So there's a paraphrasing it, the B'nei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the students of the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid, go out with a raised up hand. So for sure it was a time that people that got together were aroused with making good decisions in general, especially as far as setting up learning to the study of Torah, both the Nigla and setting up time for the teaching of Chassidus. I've already spoken in the letter that is together with the booklet for Yutus Kislev this year, Tovshin Yud Beis, about the great obligation and privilege of each one of us is to put effort and to put in strength in spreading the wellsprings outside. Fitting to the words of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, about letting know and to let know and to write about the Fabring of Yutus Kislev and similar. So please, the Rebbe says, for sure you will let us know, let me know about it in detail. And the main thing, the Rebbe says, I want the good decision to give me the content of the good decisions and all the above, and that you've already started to bringing them into actuality. Especially, I'm interested about the public classes that you study or you participate in, that you teach or you participate in them, and it's known how much the Alter Rebbe and all the other leaders talked about the greatness about this type of a study, the study in public. I thank you in advance of a detailed writing and all the above. I look forward for good news. And what is good? Good is Torah and the luminary of Torah. And the Rebbe asks, please, to give over this contents of this letter to all those who are for bringing and to arouse them that they should respond to this. So the Rebbe is basically encouraging people to report. And besides the Nachas Ruach and the great pleasure you do for the Rebbe, it obligates you. If you know you got to report to somebody what you're doing and what the decisions were and how you're bringing them, that means that there's some accountability. So then you're actually going to do what you said you were going to do.